It's time for the Dane Buy Local radio show, Let's Get Local. Each week, we are your connection to local as we talk with leaders of area businesses, nonprofits, and government. There are so many amazing people and organizations in our community, so let's get into it. Let's get local.
All right, welcome in, everybody, to another episode of Let's Get Local. Here from the Solidarity Realty Studios on University Avenue in Madison, Wisconsin. And you're listening to us on WTTN 1580 AM, Devil Radio 92.7 FM. Jason Hafeman, your host of the Dane by Local radio show. Glad to be here once again. And I know oftentimes, you know, as we talk with different businesses and organizations and people in our community, what we find time and time again are there are very motivated and passionate stories behind all of the organizations and businesses that we get a chance to learn about each and every week on the program. And this week's program is no exception to that. We have a great opportunity to welcome in Shelley Iverson, who's joining us now. We'll talk about her business here later on in the show, but really important for us to start talking about an initiative that Shelley started, and I welcome her to the program now. Shelley, good morning. Thanks for being on the show.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
So, Shelley, I will turn it over to you to talk about Levi Legacy Legos and share with our audience what that is and why you started this.
All right. Thank you so much. Levi Iverson was my son. He passed away on May 15th this year. As you can imagine, it's been horrible. Absolutely just a nightmare. When something like that happens to people, I feel like, first of all, you can't imagine it. And then second of all, I feel like I was drowning in my grief, if you will. And I still sometimes feel that way. But what happened was my friends have gathered around me, and one of my friends showed me an idea of how to honor Levi and his life, right? And while she showed me the idea, it really didn't kind of click with me at the time, because I was like, well, that doesn't make any sense. I don't know what I could do for, you know, that Levi liked that I could leave for people to find. And the idea was, you know, leaving something for people to find and in honor of Levi. And so I talked a little bit to other people, and then I realized, you know, it was like a couple months before Levi died. He was 19. But before he died, I remember I was cleaning out the closet or our storage, and there's this big, like, big bag of Legos. Like, I'm like, you know, like a garbage bag of Legos. And I'm like, Levi, I am throwing these out. I don't want these, you know, or you have to do something with them. He's like, Mom, no, we build those. We still use those. And I was like, okay. So like him and his brothers then, you know, got them out, and they were just starting to build with them again. And I thought, what a great idea, right? To make a little Lego looking like Levi. Levi had this personality that people just loved being around him. He had that energy. And you know the type, I'm sure that you know the type of energy I'm talking about. When you're around somebody and you just want to be around them, that you just enjoy their being next to them or being in their company. And that was Levi. People really enjoyed him and being around him and being friends with him. And he had this great smile. It was, I mean, he was gorgeous, inside and out. And he had this great smile, and he always greeted people with a smile and made them feel welcome and loved, if you will. And he really did. I hear that from everybody that knew him. And this little Lego. So I said, okay. So I contacted Lego, and I was like, can we make a Lego looking kind of like Levi. And they're like, yeah, here's what you do. And so I ordered these Legos that look like Levi. And well, they look like Levi to me. They got the big smile. They got the sweatshirt. He loved Nike sweatshirts, and he loved Nike shoes. I mean, he just loved dressing like that. And so I found the sweatshirt, and then I put Levi Legos 2022 on the back of the sweatshirt. And we looked through these different kinds of hair that, you know, you have to order. And so I started ordering some of these Levi Legos, and I named it Levi Legacy Legos. And then we made a little flyer thing to put in like little bags, and we'd put I'd put the little Lego in a bag with a little instruction in the bag saying, instruction says, after my son died, I wanted to create a way to keep his memory alive. Please keep and enjoy this custom mini Lego figure that I made that represents my son, Levi. Please visit Levi Legacy Legos on Facebook or Instagram and post a photo or video of where you found it. And if you do that, that would be great. Be sure to tag Levi Legacy Legos, build with your new Lego figure, and show your pictures. Levi Forever 19, Levi Legacy Legos. And so so when people find it, and you can see it on here, but if you're listening, you can't. But if people find it, then they can scan the QR code and go to the page, or you can visit the website I made for him, which is Levi Legacy Legos or levilegos.com, and see where people found these and share their stories and take pictures. And so it's been a way that I can pay it forward and also keep his memory alive. It's gotten quite a bit of traction so far. It's only been 5 months since my son died. Shortly after I launched the website, it was a couple days after I launched the website and the social media, my team, which we'll talk about my business in a little bit, but my team for Shelley Social Media, they just started like sharing it with everybody, and the press got a hold of it. So then I'm on the news now, which was great. It was great coverage for Levi Legacy Legos. So what I've done now is, because it's growing quite rapidly and people want to buy them, but I'm not at the point of selling them. I still want my mission to be about paying it forward. I still want it to be about people finding these little Legos and, posting, or if people want to donate and they want to leave them somewhere, to do that. We've had people donate money. And then I'll send them these little Legos with like the little sheet and stuff and all the supplies, and then they'll disperse them. I have people in Chile, Turkey, Ireland, as well as like, you know, states in the United States, people asking to share, because Levi and I traveled quite a bit. And So hopefully his memory is living on through others finding these Legos and building these Legos and sharing their story and sharing where they have the Legos. I know that there's this one story on Instagram, which I loved, and it made me laugh. And that's what I want to do, is laugh. And I want to smile and remembering my son. And I remember, sorry.
Oh, Shelley, this is...
Sorry. So they shared this, their story, where they found Levi's Lego, and it was so cute because then he like put him in a little Lego boat and they went to another place and took pictures. And then this particular person would travel at different places and he'd take pictures of Levi like by the water or by a waterfall in the little Lego. And I thought, you know, What a great way to remember him. Okay.
Shelley, you're doing great. I appreciate your time so much and the story behind this. We're getting a little interference on the Zoom side of things, and I don't want that to ruin your message. So I'm going to send you a quick message and have you call the studio line so we can get good, clean audio from you here. And in the meantime, I want to remind everybody that there's a mission behind this as well, and we're going to get that from Shelly here in just a little bit. But there are so many ways you can help out. And again, the organization name, Levi Legacy Legos. If you type that into any search, you can find it. The website again, levilegos.com. So much information there. So much good that is taking place out of a tragedy. And we appreciate you for listening. We really appreciate Shelly for what she's doing. So as we digest this a little bit and kind of regather here, we'll be back on the other side of the break to hear more with Shelly about Levi Legos and also Shelly's social media. Glad you're with us back here on Let's Get Local. Yeah, set a little bit of a different show this morning. And important work, though, with Shelly as she continues to utilize Legos. And Shelly, I wanted to ask you, first of all, you said you contacted Lego. How does that go about? Like, how does one contact Lego?
I just wrote to them.
Okay, fair enough. Giant corporation like that, how do we get some traction there? Okay, but you were talking just before the break, and we had a little bit of problems with the Zoom there, but sound great now. Just about the mission with this and how you want to spread joy. You want to remember your son. You want to laugh. You want to smile, and he was so into that, and I love the great story about the giant bag of Legos. And now, no, Mom, we're not getting rid of those. I like those. Those are fun. I just found, in looking up the organization and what you're doing with this, I found a picture of somebody dropped them off in Algoma. That's where I grew up. That's my hometown. And a youngster found a bag there and took a picture right by the lighthouse. And I was like, I know that lighthouse. So these really are getting everywhere.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Also, what I've found is, like, this gives hope to other mothers. I'm feeling mothers and parents that have lost their children, of how that they can, you know, help keep their, you know, child memory alive too. Like, I've talked to other parents that have lost their children, and they're like, man, I just love that idea of being able to leave something for other people to find and share. And Legos is one way. I mean, you know, there's other ways to do it. I know that there's another mother that lost her son, and they leave little cars everywhere. And that's really, you know, that's really a cool way. And it's just, it's went kaboom, you know, just everybody's sharing, and then they get to keep their little token and play with it or do whatever with it. And Lego is a great one to do because you can, there's, you know, little custom Legos that you can make, and, you know, from, they have an assortment of different things that you can choose from to make a little custom Lego as well. So, I mean, you don't have to always contact Lego if mothers wanted to, or fathers wanted to make a little, you know, Lego with their kid or that they lost too. I think it's a great idea to keep that memory alive, right? To keep it going.
Yeah. And the, you know, you can make some fun ones, and it is a big smile. You can make that smile as big as you want to on the figure. And it certainly is in Levi's legacy. So again, levilegos.com. LeviLegos.com. Shelly, if people want to help, if they want to get involved, if they want to help spread the joy and the message, what are the best ways for them to participate?
Yeah, the best ways for them to participate are a couple of ways. If they do find a Lego, to please share to social media. We have a Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn, or Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram account under Levi Legos. And And even if they don't go to the page, they could always hashtag, because we have Levi Legacy Legos hashtag. And the, another way is to donate, because each Lego is costly. It does cost me $15 a Lego. But if they do donate and they want to, like, share a Lego or give one to their child or whatever they want to do, you know, build with it or maybe donate to a bunch of other people that they can, you know, they'll love Legos. Donating just helps me fund the production, and that's really what it goes for. Anybody that donates, that money goes straight to buy, straight towards another order is what it does. So if people wanted to disperse, I'm calling it dispersing, they can definitely go to Levi Legos, or they can go to Levi Legacy Legos on Facebook or Twitter or Instagram and message us, or go to the website, Levi Legos, and just message me and go, Shelly, I want to disperse. You know, how can I do that? You know, can I donate? Whatever. And it's all there. There's so much information on it right now. So.
And if you're traveling around, no matter where you are, keep your eyes open, right, for those bags. And you might find one, which is pretty fun. Again, the website is levilegos.com, levilegos.com. Mm-hmm. Shelly, mm-hmm. What you're doing here is pretty remarkable, and I think it's, what a great way to remember your son. Without a break, we will transition though and spend a few minutes here talking about your business. You've utilized social media so much to help get the word out about Levi Legos, and Shelly's social media is your business. And tell us a little bit about that and how you created that business here locally to support small businesses and nonprofits.
Right. I own Shelly's Social Media LLC. I developed this business in 2016. And when I just started doing it, I started doing it to help small businesses, because I just saw people just struggling so hard on doing their social media and getting the proper reach and with their businesses. So I just started doing it for pretty much pennies to help other businesses get better reach and get to know how to do their social media. I did a lot of teaching back then, I still do some teaching, but I did some teaching and I pretty much just helped people. So that was in 2016 when I started, when I became like a sole entrepreneur. I didn't become an LLC until 2019, I believe. I just went kaboom. I mean, I started, like I said, social media is just like a must you have to have with your business. And it just blew up. People started learning that I knew what I was doing and that I was helping their businesses, and they started calling me, and it just went really big, really fast. So now I have 15 people at work with us, and we contract with other people. Other than that, if we need more people, sometimes it gets pretty big. We do help small and medium businesses now. It did start out with small businesses, but now we're do small and medium businesses, and we offer a plethora of services. So it's not just social media, even though that's the name, because a lot of digital marketing people, we do partner with digital marketing departments as well. Like some bigger businesses, they have a marketing department, but they don't want to do the social media, so they hire us to do the social media. Or we just totally do the whole marketing, digital marketing for a company, which would be like maybe Google Ads and social media and doing their SEO. Or maybe it's a full package of Google Ads, social media, website design, SEO, email marketing, and blogging and doing content writing. Those are really like the main categories of our services. But we have a bunch of different packages for businesses to be able to work with us. So if somebody says, oh, well, that's just a little too much for my budget, we do have other packages to help fit their budget, which is what our logo is, our tagline is digital marketing to fit your budget. So pretty much we help all kinds of businesses grow online and rank higher and make sure that they get their message across on the social media platforms that they need to be on.
We're talking with Shelley Iverson of Shelley's Social Media. Again, I love the mission of your business too, and how you are assisting people. And it's a complex thing, and so for so many people running businesses and nonprofits too, and other organizations, you know, they don't have the time necessarily to cover all those bases. And so the fact that they can turn and work with somebody they can trust, and I think hopefully that's another thing people got from your time today, Shelley, is that you're a very personable person. You're also very passionate about what you do. And so I think that trust in that relationship is very important. And that's something they can find with Shelley's social media. That is our time today. And I appreciate you so much sharing about Levi Legacy Legos and Shelley's social media. Please check them out online. ShelleySocialMedia.com, LeviLegos.com. Shelley, thanks for your time and what you do. And we'll be hearing from you again here real soon in connection with Dane by Local and supporting other businesses.
Thank you so much.
We'll be back on the other side of the break. You're listening to Let's Get Local. Welcome back to Let's Get Local here from the Solidarity Realty Studios in Madison, Wisconsin. Again, a big thank you to our sponsors for the program, Evolution Financial, SUPEC, and Evolution Financial. You can always check out Sue's services at evolutionfinplan.com. And then new sponsor, Easy Office Products. If you need any office supplies, whether you're working from home or an office or a large business, small business, they deliver as well. Great timing, great service. And you can find out more about Rose, Gary, and the team over at EZOP.com, our sponsors for the program here, Let's Get Local. If you're interested in joining that group of sponsors and connecting to this program, supporting local businesses and telling their stories and organizations and telling their stories, you can reach out here to me at Devil Radio and Civic Media, and we can talk about those opportunities and get you involved in the program. So one thing we often do is get an opportunity as well to talk to businesses that are new to Dane by Local, that are solopreneurs, that are getting started, that have a passion for something and want to make a change, want to make that small change in their lives and their communities. And then sometimes we never know how far that change is going to go. It might go really far. It is our next guest now is Melissa Bennett, who gets to talk to us about a business that she started in Sweeter Native Baking. Melissa, thanks for being on the show today. How are you?
I'm doing really well. Thanks for inviting me to participate.
So tell our audience, what is Sweeter Native Baking?
Yeah, so Sweeter Native Baking is a gluten-free bakery, and I bake in my home kitchen, and that is in order to eliminate cross-contamination. So personally, I have celiac disease, which means I cannot process gluten, and there are a bunch of people like me who cannot process gluten in their stomach. And so I decided I would start baking and selling to other people who suffer from the same issues, not being able to process gluten. So yeah, I bake in my home kitchen and I sell at markets right now. I also, you can make a special order through my website. I've fulfilled a bunch of special orders lately for birthday cakes and the like.
Well, that's, first of all, thank you for the kind correction of my mispronunciation of your business. I apologize for that. Sweeternative Baking, which I think is brilliant. And Melissa, you brought up something really important there. So, you know, you had an issue, right? We know that gluten, a lot of people have gluten issues or intolerances. And why do we want to eat something that makes us feel sick? We don't. So tell people a little bit about that process and how you have made that an extension beyond yourself, right? You want to bring something to others that also don't do well with gluten, because there's gluten in so many things now.
Yeah, that's so true. So yeah, I started, I've loved baking since I was a little girl, baking with my mom in the kitchen. So baking has always been important to me. And when I found out that I had celiac disease, it was about 9-10 years ago now. It's hard to remember exactly, lose track of time. But yeah, I decided I was going to make
cookies anyway, and I was going to figure out how to do it gluten-free. And 10 years ago, there was less guidance as far as how to bake gluten-free and do it well. So a lot of what I was doing was experimenting, trying new things, you know, finding tons of recipe books, and then amending and kind of learning as I go. So through the years, I had developed a bunch of recipes that I thought were great. I would bring them to parties with all my friends that eat gluten, and they're like, oh, I couldn't tell it was gluten-free. It was so good. So I thought, well, maybe there's more people than just me that want this product, that want, you know, to eat gluten-free and have those special treats that they remember. So it's hard to find a really good tasting like cake or cookie that is gluten-free. Homemade, you know, it's like that special touch. You can buy something at the store, but it's just never the same as baking it fresh from scratch. So that's what I do. I bake everything from scratch. No prepackaged ingredients here. So yeah, I thought it would be really important for other people, that especially those that have celiac disease, to be able to find really good treats and things that they're going to love and can serve to their kids too. I have a lot of people whose kids are diagnosed with celiac disease, and then they're looking for those things that, you know, you remember as a kid, like, oh, I want a Pop-Tart, or I want some donuts on Sunday morning. So those are the kind of things I love to do. I love treating the people with celiac disease with those special treats that they love and they'll remember.
I think that's fantastic, especially for people in the same situation that have celiac. But as we know, there's so much research and so much information being done into gluten. How do our bodies process that? What does it do to us? And can it be linked to other things? So yeah. What you said, having a gluten-free item that also has a texture that people like and tastes good, is kind of the trick there, right? That's kind of been the hurdle for a lot of gluten-free items. But people are making good stuff now that's gluten-free. And if you can take the gluten out of your system and out of your life, that can benefit anybody. So I think it's a great product for anyone, whether you have celiac disease and it's more of a necessity, or maybe, you know, you just want to eat a little healthier.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. So I sell it right now at the Eastside Farmers Market on Tuesday. It's the last market of the season. So yeah, I plan to be there with some cookies and other treats. And yeah, I've had tons of people come up to me and they'll say, you know, I don't have an allergy per se, but I just know that I feel better when I don't eat gluten. So they're like, take, you know, 12 cookies or something, and they freeze some for later so they can pull it out when they want it. Like, it makes sense. I mean, it makes sense to me, even though I do have celiac disease. There are a lot of people who just feel better when they're not eating that gluten. So yeah, exactly what you said. I have tons of people who've said that to me as well.
We're talking with Melissa Bennett, owner, founder of Sweeternative Baking. And the website is there as well. You're listed on the Dane by Local directory too. You can find Melissa and her business right there. People can call. What are some of the ways that they can place orders from you as well, Melissa? I know you're out at the markets, but can they place direct orders?
Yeah, I've had a bunch of people lately placing orders for things like cakes. I love making cakes. So yeah, sweeternativebaking.com. It's pretty simple. If you can spell that, and it is spelled like sweeter native baking. So I understand why people pronounce it that way. Yeah, sweeternativebaking.com. You can go to the orders tab, and there's a form at the bottom. You just tell me what you want, when you want it. I require at least 2 weeks notice because I have to get all the ingredients and such. Yeah, and I have a family at home. So, you know, scheduling around their schedule, that's important. So giving a little leeway. Yeah, and that is the best way to place a special order, is through my website. That's easiest. You could also email me. That is sweeternativebaking@gmail.com. So that's pretty simple as well. And you could call if you would like. 608-886-9713. That is my business phone number that I use. So if you want to text that number, that's fine as well. I use a Google Voice, so I can get the text through my phone.
So all those convenient ways to order from Melissa Bennett with Sweeternative Baking. The website again, SweeternativeE.com. Melissa, I have to ask now, this, you don't have to divulge, but as you're baking, you mentioned you have a family around. If you're doing this baking at home, is there ever any time where certain items disappear when you turn your back? I mean, just, you can tell the audience.
No, my kids are actually really well behaved. They don't steal my cookies when I'm not looking. They know to ask first now, because
if I was a kid in your house, I'm telling you,
be baking.
Yeah, if I was a kid in your house, that would have happened. I'm just professing right now.
Yeah. So in the beginning, when I was baking a bunch of stuff, and I would just have it out dry, or, you know, I mean, cooling on the cooling rack, and the things would disappear. And that was maybe a few years ago when I was first starting out. And I was like, wait, I was going to sell it at the market. So now they've learned they have to ask first. So like, is this for us or is this for the market? Are you selling this or is this for home? So I do let my daughter help me when I'm making stuff for the family. So she'll often be able to tell them like, oh, no, you can't have that. Or, yeah, I helped with that, so I know you can have it.
It's good that you have a system and you've got those rules in place for your kids. Because, yeah, I mean, my parents' stuff disappeared all the time and they wondered what happened.
Well-behaved. Yeah. Children.
Very good. So Melissa Bennett and Sweeternative Baking. Again, you can find her also on the Dame by Local website and directory, sweeternativebaking.com. She gave the number 866-9713. You can call, you can text and order. You can get great gluten-free items from a local baker who is here to bring gluten-free items to everybody. So I think it's fantastic, Melissa, what you're doing. Thanks so much for your time today and joining us on the program. We appreciate that.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. It was really fun.
We will cut to another break here. Again, you can learn more about Melissa on the Dame by Local website, or you can go to her website direct, sweeternativebaking.com. We'll be back to talk about a Dame by Local initiative that's starting up again this Tuesday. You're listening to Let's Get Local. Back here on Let's Get Local. Welcome back into the show. As, man, some good people to feature today, as every week. I just have to say I'm really appreciative of the opportunity to be here with the station, you know, Devil Radio 92.7 FM, WTTN 1580 AM, the team here at Civic Media that's given me the opportunity to continue to do this program. And then, of course, the sponsors, Evolution Financial, and Easy Office Products currently, who help support this program and bringing these stories to you every week, including amazing stories like Levi Legacy Legos. Again, the website, levilegos.com, and Shelly Iverson, the work, the mission of that, and the positives that she's trying to take out of a very difficult situation and spread that joy around in memory of her son, which is amazing. And then her work as a social media person and an organization to work with is quite remarkable as well. When I had my first phone conversation with Shelly, you could tell right away that she was a person that it wasn't just business working with her. She was very open, very candid, very passionate about what she's doing, and has the goals in mind of wanting to help people succeed. And that's the way she's built her business, Shelley's social media. And again, that website is Shelley, S-H-E-L-L-E-Y-S, socialmedia.com. So there's two S's in a row there, Shelley's socialmedia.com. So much great information and services there. And again, it can be social media management. It can be helping you get noticed online. It can be full service digital marketing. They've got a great team assembled, great people, and with the right mindset and have the right goals and objectives. And then you take a look at our last guest with Melissa Bennett. And even though I botched the name at the beginning, Sweeternative Baking is just a gluten-free baking. Have you done it? If you haven't done it, it's tricky. Okay, that's why there's people now who are really starting to grow a business from it, because it isn't easy to do on your own. It's tough to figure out. And like Melissa said, it takes a lot of experimentation to get a product that is the quality and has the flavor and has everything else that you want in it, but doesn't have the gluten involved. And so, you know, baking is kind of like, it's kind of like science. I mean, I forgot to ask Melissa how good she was in science class, but I think it's one of those things where if you're baking, a lot of it is experimenting. You got to probably do well in a science lab, is my guess, if you're good at baking. And so, what she's doing is, yes, it started with her having celiac disease, and thinking about others suffering from the same situation, but wanted to enjoy, you know, some good treats like all of us do. And then it turned to, hey, this is a product, and these are products that you can sell to a lot of people and just not have the gluten in it. And a lot of us do when we enjoy something that is gluten-free. It just feels a little different. It's a little lighter. It's not as heavy as a feeling. Some people, and more people, are gluten intolerant, even if there's not an allergy situation there or some other sort of disease. So these alternative baking bakers that are out there in our community. Tisha's Delicious Bakery is one. There's many, many. We featured a number of them on the show. And then a lot of bake shops that have gluten-free options too. They're there, and they've really, it's incredible. So what I'm trying to get across here very inarticulately is that if you've tried something gluten-free in the past and you were like, oh my gosh, I really didn't like it, or it wasn't a good item for me, give it another shot, because people have really figured this stuff out. And again, you can find out more options at danebylocal.com by searching the directory. And there you'll definitely find Sweeternative Baking. If you type in that whole first word together, one word, Sweeternative Baking. So I do have a quick song to cut back to, because looks like my latest guests are here and available now. So let's bring them on in just a second. But I got to run over to the other room. Be right back. Get some more Rush in a minute while I jump away. All right, we are back. We've got Amy Johnson with us now. Talk about Soups On. She's got the banner behind her. She's ready to go. Amy, thanks for hopping on with us. Soups On starts soon. What is Soups On?
So Soups On is a program that was started in 2020 during the pandemic, when we were trying to think of things to help some of our local businesses. And some of those local businesses particularly hit hard by the pandemic were restaurants. And we had a discussion about doing something, and we came up with selling soup. So the soup is sold on a weekly basis by a few few organizations and groups, Dane by Local, Madison Essentials, and others. And what we do is we put up a sale every week. It is made up of soup that is created and prepared by local restaurants. And then we sell quarts of that soup, and the people who purchase it can pick up the soup the following Tuesday at Feed Kitchens, or they can request delivery.
I love the fact you use that word created, because this isn't just your run-of-the-mill soup here. There is a lot of soup you would never find anywhere else. Really creative recipes, different things, all kinds of options because of the different restaurants that are involved. So it's really a fun thing to get involved in, because it's always an adventure and something new that you probably would never be able to try anywhere else.
Nope, that's exactly right. So some of the soups the restaurants prepare are, you might be able to find in the restaurant, but often some of them are doing things and preparing soup that they are creating for the first time. So it's a great chance to explore what local restaurants are out there, try a little bit of what they're creating. It supports the local restaurants who are still struggling even now because of staffing shortages and increased prices and what they're creating. And then also it's great soup for whoever is purchasing. We get every week the people who come to pick up the soup rave about what they've been trying, and they are always happy to come back every week and happy that we're doing it season after season.
I know, don't get me wrong, you can get, you know, some standard soups if you want, they're on the list too, but there's opportunities to try something new is what I'm trying to get at there. And I love the fact that so many different types of restaurant that don't even normally have soup in the restaurant can participate in this and make a soup. It's a lot of fun, I think, for them as well, and great supported, a great way to support them here in difficult times. How does it work, Amy? So if people want to order soup again, this starts next week, right? So tell people how to order soup now and what ways they can get involved.
Sure. So the sale always runs from Wednesday through Saturday, and it's starting October 26th. And then, as I mentioned earlier, the soup then can be picked up or delivered on the following Tuesday. So every week, Wednesday through Saturday, you purchase, and then the pickup or delivery is the following Tuesday. So right after you pick up or deliver, you can order more soup the next day.
And where should they head? What are the easiest ways to order soup?
You go to danebylocal.com/soups-on. If you just go to danebylocal.com, you'll be able to find it too. And you will just order there. It'll have a complete list of the restaurants participating and the soup that they're having that week. It'll also give you a description of the soup, including ingredients. We have all types of soup. So we have meat-based, vegan, vegetarian, gluten-free, you name it, you're going to find it there.
Absolutely love it. Soups On, what a great way to support local businesses. Enjoy some food, and you can store it in your freezer like it's frozen. You pick it up, it's frozen, you bring it home. You unthaw it, cook it as you want. Man, it's something. And Amy, I know it's warmed up again, but hey, it's going to get cold again. We all know that, right?
It is. And there's a reason why we have this every year from October through March. And that's because that is soup season. Not that you can't have soup all year long, but that's perfect for it.
Amy Johnson, we thank you for what you're doing to bring Soups On to people helping restaurants in the community. And that is Amy Johnson, former board president of Dane by Local, currently on the board. We appreciate your time.
Thanks, Jason.
Also, Amy wouldn't tell you this, but she is the latest winner of the Legacy, Rolls Moles Legacy Award from Dane by Local. That's Let's Get Local this week. We'll catch you next week.